From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. We are going to accompany you with our programs such as the news, commentary, and Indonesian songs. Stay tuned.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulates Malaysia's 8th Prime Minister. New coronavirus case confirmed in Egypt. Now the news in detail. Indonesia offered congratulations to Malaysia's newly appointed Prime Minister Mohiuddin Yassin, a presidential spokesperson said, after his inauguration on Sunday to replace veteran politician Mahathir Mohamad, who resigned on February 24 during a week of political turmoil. Presidential spokesperson Fajrul Rahman said that President Joko Widodo expressed his sincere good wishes and congratulated Mohiuddin for his inauguration. God willing, he will fulfill his mandate and be successful. Hopefully, God will continue to bless the good relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia, two countries that share the same roots, Mr. President tweeted on Sunday. Indonesia held the signing of a peace deal between the United States and the Afghan Taliban in Qatar over the weekend, calling it a first step forward in the ongoing peace process. The Taliban's political chief met with senior diplomats from countries including Russia, Indonesia, and Norway hours after signing the Comprehensive Peace Agreement (CPA) deal with Washington aimed at ending the Afghan war, the hardline Islamist group said in a statement on Sunday. Saturday's accord was signed in the Qatari capital Doha by U.S. Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad and Taliban political chief Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on hand to witness the ceremony. A new coronavirus case has been registered in Egypt. The patient is a foreign national, the country's Ministry of Health and Population said on Monday in a joint statement with the World Health Organization, WHO. The patient is currently in quarantine and people who have come into contact with the patient are being tested, according to the release posted on the ministry's Facebook page. In February, a ministry spokesman said that a foreign citizen who had initially tested positive for the novel coronavirus was found not to be infected with the virus in repeated tests taken 6 times in 3 days. According to the Monday statement from the ministry, the first coronavirus patient in Egypt had recovered. The latest report from the World Health Organization (WHO) says that over 7,160 coronavirus cases have been registered outside of China, where the outbreak started in December. Nearly 60 countries have reported COVID-19 cases. Thailand has confirmed one more coronavirus case in the country, which brings the total number of those infected to 43. Sukum Kanchanapimai, the permanent secretary of the Thai Health Ministry, said on Monday, March 2. The official added that the new patient was infected with the virus after contacting with a person who was the 37th case to be confirmed by the authorities before that person was diagnosed with the coronavirus disease, dubbed COVID-19. The epidemic was first detected in China in late December and has since spread to more than 50 countries, prompting the World Health Organization, WHO, to declare a global health emergency. So far, the virus has infected more than 87,000 people worldwide, while over 2,950 people died and about 45,000 have recovered. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. European Union Commission Vice President Margaritis Schinas said on Monday, March 2, that he had discussed with Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz joint effort to assist Greece in protecting its borders in light of a huge influx of migrants. Earlier on Monday, French President Emmanuel Macron said that Paris was ready to assist Greece in protecting its borders from arriving migrants. The situation with migrants deteriorated after Ankara announced on Saturday that it had opened its borders to Europe to Syrian refugees, citing the lack of premise assistance as the reason. This led to the stampede near the northeastern Greek town of Kastanis, which, according to Greek government spokesman Stelios Patsas, presented a threat to the national security. The spokesman added that Greece would stop accepting asylum requests for a month and expedite repatriations of migrants coming to the country illegally. As many as 24 digital millennial startups and small and medium enterprises from Papua and West Papua are introduced to entrepreneurs from 100 companies of the United States, Australia, China, and Europe. This was stated by Millennial Presidential Special Staff Billy Mambrasar in a press release received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, March 2. The startups and small and medium enterprises were introduced on the Green Investment Summit, which was held in Sorong, West Papua over the weekend, which was initiated by Green Trade Initiative Foundation, cooperated with Coordinating Ministry of Maritime and Investment. Billy Mambrasar, when attended the meeting, explained that the millennial business players are young entrepreneurs from various traditional regions in Papua, such as Jayapura, Raja Ampat, and Wamena. The 24 businesses are parts of startup ecosystem and millennial in Papua and West Papua, fostered by PT Papua Muda Inspirative in cooperation with Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry. The last item. Novendra Priasmoro has underscored his reputation as a rising star in Indonesia's chess scene as he earned the Grandmaster title with a flawless performance so far at the Liberec Open in the Czech Republic. The 20-year-old grabbed the title after achieving a consecutive seventh win at the tournament on Thursday. Novendra, who has an ELO rating of 2,493, defeated International Master Claudia Kulon, 2,335, of Poland in Round 7, the Indonesian Chess Association Percasi told the Jakarta Post. Novendra is only the eighth Indonesian to be named a Grandmaster, the highest title in chess. Novendra, who is sponsored by heavy equipment distributor PT United Tractor, expressed satisfaction over the new title. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Postponed Impact on Umroh Visa Issuance and Travel to Saudi Arabia. Well, listener, the Saudi Arabian government, starting Thursday 27 February 2020, has temporarily postponed the issuance of tourist visas from countries affected by coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak and at dangerous level based on Saudi Arabian health authorities' criteria, including Indonesia. Even though so far no Indonesian population has been confirmed positive for the coronavirus or COVID-19. In addition, the Saudi government also temporarily banned Umrah pilgrims from entering Mecca City and the Prophet Mosque in Medina. This temporary postponement relates to the efforts of Saudi Arabian government to prevent the spread of the deadly virus to its territory. According to Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs, as a result of the policy, around 4,000 Indonesian pilgrims were affected and could not depart from several airports in the country, while around 2,000 others who had already left were stranded in a third country while in transit on Tuesday last week. The Indonesian government, especially the Indonesian embassy in Riyadh, is trying to lobby and convince the Saudi government that Indonesia is still free from the coronavirus. The embassy in Riyadh requested that the Saudi government accepts pilgrims who had already had visas, but the Saudi government remained in its decision. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also responded to the matter. He perceived that the Indonesian government respects the Saudi government's policies and will not intervene. He hopes that all parties understood the consideration of Saudi Arabian government, which has temporarily postponed the pilgrimage. The Indonesian government also appealed to those who had not yet left to remain calm and follow the policies adopted by the government of Saudi Arabia and Indonesia. The Minister of Religious Affairs will keep coordinating to handle the delayed departure of the pilgrimage. To avoid losses on the pilgrims, the government has coordinated with Umrah pilgrim organizer airlines and other related parties. All are expected to take swift steps in overcoming the first measure without placing additional burdens on the pilgrims. Cooperation from all parties involved is needed so that Indonesian citizens who want to go on pilgrimage or travel to Saudi Arabia, whose number can exceed 1 million people yearly with business value of trillion of rupiah, can immediately fulfill their Umrah pilgrimage. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we start with our program today in history about historical events in the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our program today in history starts from an event on March the 2nd, 1956, when Morocco obtained its independence. On March the 2nd, 1956, Morocco obtained its independence from France, and Spain officially left the country's region, which follows the constitutional monarchy. From 1912 and 1956, Morocco was shared with French and Spanish zone. Not long after, the Moroccan king Sultan Mohammed V returned to the country, which had the official name Al-Mamlaka Al-Maghribia, or in English, the Western Kingdom, which from his exile in Madagascar. Indonesia was the first country which recognized Morocco's independence. Next event is that in 1959, Bandung Institute of Technology was established. Bandung Institute of Technology State University is located in Bandung, West Java. The institute was established on March 2, 1959. The main campus of the institute is currently the location of the first technical high school in Indonesia. Although each institution of higher education which started off of the institute having own characteristic and mission, all of them gave an influence in development which led on the establishment of the institute. Last event is that in 2004, suicide bomb hit Baghdad, Iraq. Around 181 people were killed and 573 people injured in a series of bomb detonation at the sacred Shia Muslim in Baghdad and Karbala, Iraq. The number of the casualties was a combination of suicide bombs, mortars, and planted bombs. listener, that was the day in history. A song titled Satu Indonesia by Kotak. You're still with us in our program. After this, let's listen to My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government launches green investment concept for Papua and West Papua. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan launched the concept of green investment or environmentally friendly investment in the high-level meeting on green investment for Papua and West Papua in Sorong on Thursday. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in a written statement on Thursday, February the 27th, said that green investment, which is utilizing natural resources while maintaining sustainability, would be the right scheme to promote the development of Papua and West Papua. According to the minister, green investment is very appropriate to be implemented in Papua and West Papua, which have abundant natural resources. He explained green investment aims to preserve forests in Papua. As such, Papua remains the world's carbon stockpile. The concept of green investment in the initial stages will target agricultural products and fisheries in Papua and West Papua that have the potential to be exported, as well as ecotourism. In this area, cacao, arabica, and robusta coffee. seaweed, and nutmeg are ready to be improved and developed. Luhut Panjaitan hopes that the concept of environmentally friendly investment will be applied in Papua and West Papua to spur economic growth in the region. So with the investment, people will start economic activities. Meanwhile, Program Director of the Green Trade Initiative Foundation, Zaki Hakim, said the investment needed by the Green Investment Program was $200 million. This will have a direct economic impact on 60,000 families in Papua and West Papua. In this regard, the Green Trade Initiative Foundation acts as the government partner. He said the fund is for empowering farmers and strengthening institutions, cooperatives, and micro, small, and medium enterprises, increasing farmer capacity training in agricultural cultivation, and access to better inputs such as seeds. On the same occasion, West Papua Governor Domingus Mandacan said the contribution of the sustainable sector from agriculture, fisheries, and forestry had only reached 10.46% of the West Papua gross domestic product. He emphasized that the potential for green investment could be developed because only 22.3% of the 2.7 million sustainable sector lands were utilized. That means there are still 2.09 million land can be used for green investment. That was my Indonesia Today on Government Launches Green Investment Concept for Papua and West Papua. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
I was born in this place with so many different races. I've seen so many faces, never bothered me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bobbing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, think, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia, ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah. Tempatku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan, karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wahai dibesarkan
muda,
menang di hari tua
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Indonesia tanah air. tanah air beta.
That was a song entitled Indonesia Pusaka, sung by Enda Endresa, Jerings Monita Thalia, and Ran. You're still with us in our program. Don't forget, after this, we are going to take you to visit Indonesia in our program, Indonesian Wonder. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you the Equator Monument in West Kalimantan. Pontianak City is identical with the equator. The city becomes one of the cities which is passed by the equator line. There are 12 countries in the world which are passed by the equator. But Pontianak City is the only one city which rightly separates northern and southern hemispheres. You're exactly at the point when visiting Equator Monument. Until now, every March 21st to 23rd and September 21st to 23rd, the monument is the location of the sun culmination day. At a time, the sun will be exactly above the equator. When this natural phenomenon takes place, the shadow of the monument and the surrounding objects will disappear for a few seconds. This is the unique attraction for tourists who visit it. The Equator Monument is a historical icon of Pontianak City. It was built by a geography expedition team led by a Dutch geographer in 1928 by using astronomy. The measurement conducted by the experts at the time was without modern equipment such as satellite or GPS. They were only based on the uneven of wavy lines and natural objects such as constellations. Then the monument was renovated several times. First in 1930, the renovated parts were in milestones, circles and arrows. Second in 1938, it was restored by Indonesian architect Frederick Silaban. The Equator Monument is located on Jalan Katulistiwa, North Pontianak District in West Kalimantan. To go to the monument, it can be accessed around 30 minutes from downtown of Pontianak by car or motorcycle. Visitors do not need to pay the ticket to enter the monument. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Rasa lebih cerah dengan kecup manismu, ku mulai melangkah. Ku nikmati tiap detikku dengan namamu di hatiku. Ku rasa bahagia dan hati berbunga-bunga. Kau buatku tergila-gila, tunduk hati aku setia selayaknya sihir. Kau buatku terjatuh, tapi tak berlangsung lama. Kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi berjejak. Tanya
Ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak akan tinggalkan aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, sayang cinta kamu segalanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku.
With his song entitled Kisah Sebentar. And after this, let's listen to our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Peraturan di tempat in the course or regulations at boarding house. Listen to this conversation about peraturan di tempat in the course or regulations at boarding house. Kevin asked for boarding house code about boarding house's regulation.
Apa ada peraturan di tempat in the course ini?
Ada. Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis.
Oh, ada lagi, Pak?
Ada. Batas jam malam sampai jam 10 malam.
Apa saya boleh pulang lebih dari pukul 10 malam?
Bisa. Nanti bisa telepon saya, baru saya buka pintu.
Oke, Pak.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Peraturan, which means regulation. Teman lawan jenis, which means mates. Batas jam malam, which means curfew limit. Buka pintu, which means open the door. Penghuni kos, which means boarding occupant. Apa ada peraturan di tempat in the kos ini? Apa ada peraturan di tempat in the course ini? Which means, are there any regulations at the boarding house? Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis. Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis. Which means, occupants are not allowed to bring mates. Apa ada lagi? Apa ada lagi? Which means, are there any else? Batas jam malam sampai pukul 10 malam. Batas jam malam sampai pukul 10 malam. Which means, the curfew is at 10 p.m. Apa saya boleh pulang lebih dari pukul 10 malam? Apa saya boleh pulang lebih dari pukul 10 malam? which means, am I allowed to come home after 10 p.m.? If you want to ask about the regulations at a boarding house, you can use an expression, apa ada peraturan di tempat indekos ini? Which means, are there any regulations at the boarding house? The answer might be ada or tidak ada. Then mention the regulations. If you want to ask about other regulations, you can use another expression, apa ada lagi? In English, are there any else? Listener, let's listen to some examples. Apa ada peraturan di tempat indekos ini? Which means, are there any regulations at the boarding house? Ada. Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis. Ada. Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis. In English, yes, occupants are not allowed to bring mates. Apa ada lagi? Apa ada lagi? In English, are there any else? Tidak ada. Tidak ada. In English, no, that's all. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa ada peraturan di tempat indekos ini?
Ada. Penghuni tidak boleh membawa teman lawan jenis.
Oh, ada lagi, Pak?
Ada. Batas jam malam sampai jam 10 malam.
Apa saya boleh pulang lebih dari pukul 10 malam?
Bisa. Nanti bisa telepon saya, baru saya buka pintu.
Oke, Pak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Andre, that was a song entitled Dengarkan Dia Rindu, and you're still with us in our program. After this, let's listen to Indonesian music. So, enjoy this song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Pasir Putih. The song tells about beach with its white sand on Java Island, one of the biggest islands in Indonesia. The beauty of the white beach becomes a place for fun, blue ocean, sailboat and wave which is bubbly on the ocean, add the beauty of its nature. When it is full moon, the beauty of the white sand beach of the beach becomes more perfect. Listener, here is Muhammad Rifani with his song entitled Pasir Putih or White Sand.
Pasir putih di pantai Pulau Jawa sungguh indah letaknya, tempat untuk tamasya. Pasir putih
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
One, two, three. I'm happy spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. If I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again.
Membeku, hayal
Listener, thank you very much for joining our program. After this, don't forget to keep listening to our programs. You can also send your criticism or feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Thank you and have a nice day.